Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to invest time in planning. Because planning doesn't take time, it makes time. I hear from a lot of people that they would like to plan, but they just don't feel like they have the time. With work and family demands coming at them from all directions, they feel too busy or overwhelmed to think long term, even if long term just means a week at a time. So they never truly take stock of what they need to accomplish. They just keep showing up for scheduled appointments, scrambling to meet deadlines, and dealing with a never-ending stream of urgent tasks. It can feel like putting out one fire after another. But it doesn't have to be that way. Planning can help you get a handle on what you need to do so you can get it done in less time and with less stress. If you are worried that you just don't have time to plan, then please keep in mind two things. One is that it really doesn't take much time if you do it right. Probably less than 20 minutes a week, maybe 15 if you're speedy, for a quick planning session. And second, planning actually makes time. You will free up so much time and energy that you are going to come out massively ahead. I usually plan my upcoming weeks on Friday afternoons, which tends to be a low energy time for many people. You weren't doing anything else big when you were sliding into the weekend, so you are probably minimizing the opportunity cost of planning right there. Start by identifying your top priorities for the upcoming week. What is it that you want to accomplish before next Friday? Be sure to consider your work priorities and your relationship and personal priorities too. For instance, maybe your top priorities are to draft a quarterly report, prepare a presentation, and send out invitations for your son's birthday party. Schedule in specific blocks of time when you will work on each of these priorities. Maybe you'll gather the information and make an outline of the quarterly report Monday morning and write it Wednesday morning. Presentation prep might happen Tuesday afternoon. And you might address those birthday party invitations while you watch The Bachelor on Monday night. Then look at the appointments you have next week. Any preparation you need to do? If so, get it on the calendar. Any appointments you can cancel or opt out of? Maybe you see a meeting that you know has been rescheduled four times. Please, go ahead and put it out of its misery. Get that time back. What about recurring or smaller tasks that need to get done? Schedule times for handling these tasks, either individually or in batches. For instance, every week I need to write, record, and send in 5 Before Breakfast podcasts. So I might block off Tuesday morning and Thursday morning for that work. You may realize that some of the tasks you identify are low priority and can be put off till a rainy day. Or maybe they can be delegated to someone on your team. Or maybe they don't need to be done at all. Once you know when you'll accomplish your top priorities and your recurring or smaller tasks, and what scheduled commitments you have and what you need to do to prepare for these, you are able to work purposefully. Planning prompts prioritization. So you start your week knowing what your most important work is and when you're going to get it done. Planning also lets you delegate what you can, minimize or defer activities that don't add much value, and group similar activities together for efficiency. In addition, planning lets you avoid losing time to transitions. If you know what you need to accomplish each morning and each afternoon, you don't spend 30 minutes between projects spinning your wheels. You move elegantly from task to task. Once you get in the habit, you can do this all quite quickly. And then you start to see the results. Those 15 to 20 minutes spent planning can literally free up hours for productive output. You gain efficiencies by making intentional choices about what to do when. So this Friday, even if you are busy, especially if you are busy, invest 20 minutes in planning the week ahead. If you do, you will prioritize your most important work, maximize your productivity, and streamline your schedule. You'll get more done and feel less stressed. And that sounds like a great plan to me. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.